Good evening. Welcome to the next chapter, Widow Ministry Talk Show, a ministry and embracing widows. My name is Mary Hollis, and tonight, I hope that all is well out there tonight. The purpose of our ministry is to exemplify love to widows through regular encouragement and information about the many decisions of the first 3 years. Our scripture read, honor widows that are widows indeed, 1 Timothy 5:3. Well, tonight, we will conclude with the tips on FDIC consumer news. For the last two talk shows, we talked about different things tips that I got from the FDIC consumer news. Well, this will conclude information regarding that tonight. But we will talk about calling all smartphone users. Are you ready to mobile banking? Are you ready for mobile banking? Well, 9 out of 10 Americans have a cell phone. And according to research by the Nielsen company, more than half of them will be using smartphone by the end of 2011. A smartphone is actually a handheld computer that enables users to access the internet, run applications, and make phone calls. Really, it's something like a BlackBerry, and most of us have BlackBerries or something similar to it, and have internet access. Well, banking over a cell phone isn't a fantasy, but it is a realistic that many banks are now offering their customers to check their balances, find the nearest ATM, and even pay a bill on their cell phone. And technology is just changing constantly. But do you know, for example, many banks can send alerts to customers through their smartphone advising them if they are about to overdraw their account or the bank has detected suspicious activity? And pretty much you can do it on a regular BlackBerry and regular phone as well, too. But the smartphone really does a whole lot more. The web-based version of mobile banking in which customers access their bank website using browsers on their smartphone is this is an option that you can take. Application-based service in which customers download specific software that runs on their phone and are quickly becoming popular because they are more user-friendly. And most of these different types of product is used by business people, college students, a lot of our young adults, more than our mature adults. All we use it for is to pick up the telephone and say hello, or we'll call someone. But other than that, we don't do all those different things that the young folks does. Well, my kids have taught me how to do text messaging. They will answer my text message faster than they will answer a phone call from me. So I have to learn how to do that quickly. Well, I am going back to the smartphones. Make sure that if you decide that you're going to do mobile banking by smartphone, that you ask your bank if the service that they offer, that there's no cost. As with online banking, most banks don't charge customers extra for mobile banking, but don't assume it that it's free, because bank is always finding ways how to make money. Take security precaution. Make sure that your phone or your mobile banking application you'll be using is password protected. That way, if you lose your phone, someone else can't access your bank account without having your password. If you are going to use your cell phone for banking, you may also want to consider purchasing an antivirus software to run on your phone to make sure that you don't get any type of viruses on it. And before you sign up for any mobile banking service, make sure you understand what's at risk if something goes wrong. Some banks and other companies offer the option to use your smartphone to transfer relating small amounts of money to friends and family, which is a good thing. My daughter knows how to do that. Those are called person-to-person payments. And you should not only ask what fees are associated with them, but you should understand what happens if there's a payment that gets sent to the wrong account. So be careful with that. And always make sure that you check with your bank to make sure that there's not a fee associated with this type of service. But more and more, you will know, you will start beginning to see the banks gonna find ways for them to decrease their staff in the branch so you will be able to go and use the ATM or pick the telephone or go online. And a lot of people now are going online, making transfers from one account to the other. It is so amazing that Bank of America has several. They come out with different things faster than other banks do. Bank of America, for instance, my girlfriend in Detroit, I help her with her rental property here, and whenever there's something needed that needs to be done prepared on her rental property, I am the one that always go and pay the person to take care of it. So she transferred funds from her account to my account at Bank of America so I can go ahead and pay these different people that's handling different things on her rental property. So that's a great service also, just knowing that. And when she transferred the funds are in your account instantly. And that's just technology. It is so amazing how fast, you can get funds into your account by clicking a button. And also Bank of America has, too, that I think is so amazing, on the safe deposit boxes. You now can go into Bank of America. They will fingerprint you when you open up the account. And you do not have to wait for them to let you into your box anymore. Because you are fingerprinted, you can go straight in there, and of course you're going to have to do the touch with your finger so your fingerprint can be checked. But you can do that on your own. So it's just amazing how the latest technology is happening, where you can actually go into the bank now and do a lot of things yourself. Even at the teller line, they have an ATM machine right at the teller line. So whenever you go up there to maybe take money out of your account, your ID is your debit card. You slide it through there, and they automatically know that's you when you put in your PIN number. So just knowing that, you need to also be ready for these different technology, different things that are happening. So that's the latest tips that I have coming from the FDIC Consumer News. But I also have some information that I talked about last last week regarding services out there that we are unaware of. This particular service is called Ways to Work. What is Ways to Work? Ways to Work is a family loan program that is available exclusive to parents with low and moderate income to assist them in obtaining a low-interest loan to purchase a used car. And the qualification is you got to be employed for at least 9 consecutive months, be involved in an involved parent. You must have poor credit or no credit to qualify and reside in Atlanta metro area. So I know some of you are in other states, and I'm sure that, just 1 second, I am sure that other states have different types of programs, but I don't know where you'll be calling to get that information. But this is information that I'm giving is really in Atlanta, Georgia. I see that we have someone on the air tonight that would like to speak tonight. So when I finish, I will let you come on the air and say whatever you have to say to us tonight. The next thing that I have is called, it's from the Georgia Department of Community Affairs, and it's called Hardest Hit Fund. That's a good name for it. Mortgage Payment Assistance to Prevent Home Foreclosure, which will begin April 1st. Application will be taken online, and the website you go to is www.dlikeanddavidclikeanchildsalikeanapple.georgia, which is ga.gov, G-O-V, www.dca.ga.gov. And you must be currently unemployed. But just knowing that there is so much funds out there that, boy, we don't know about it. And I'm just so glad that one of our widows who works for this company, they get funds, I think, monthly from the federal government. But you don't know. And it's so important that you talk to people, get in conversation, because once you learn something new every day, and there's so much information out there, but one thing important, when you get it, share it. Just don't keep it for yourself. God doesn't want you just to keep a hold on to everything. Share, because this information, there's so many people that are losing their home and no longer, and they are unemployed, and this is funds that they can get an assistant, and it's beginning April 1st. That you can get, and I think they will help you up to 18 months, and that's something else. It's a lot of other requirements, but most important that you have to be unemployed. And if you will call me at any time if you want additional information, I'll be glad to share the rest of the information with you, and I'll be giving you my telephone number later during the show. There's another one where weatherizing assistance program to help low-income households stretch their resources. A full assessment determines the renovation needed to reduce energy costs for each home. So this is really for someone that has low income who needs assisted in helping and getting their home weatherized, and also installing different things for the weather, stripping and air sealing measures. And let me see what else we have. We have one more thing that I wanted to mention. just 1 second here. And there's so many low-income energy assistance programs. This program provides one-time payment to assist low-income families with home heating bills. So there's so many things out there. But if you want additional information, just give me a call at 770-981-9118. I'm going to click the caller and see if they have some tips or information that they can share with us tonight. You're on the air.
Mary?
Yes.
Hey, this is Brenda. How are you?
Hi, Brenda. How are you tonight?
Good.
You have some information to share with us?
No, I'm seeking information.
Oh, you're seeking information?
Yeah, I did catch some of it, but my problem is I need some repairs done to my house, and because of me being unemployed, I don't have the finance to do that. And I made the mistake of changing my insurance. I should have kept it and left it where it was. And I picked
what
up
type of insurance?
House insurance, right. And I
okay.
picked up an insurance company that came out and looked at the house and those things that was my concern, that was the reason for them terminating my insurance. So as of April 4th, I won't have any house insurance. And I gotta find some, but in the meantime, I do need to make those repairs. I know I need to make those repairs.
Well, I think you qualify for this because it says, right now you have to help low-income households stretch their resources. A full assessment determines the renovation needed to reduce energy costs for each home. Significant improvements are often made by installing attic and wall insulation, weather stripping, and other things. So I can give you the number. Why don't you give me a call either after the program or call me tomorrow. I'll give you the number where you contact the person to get further information regarding this.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay, I will definitely call you.
Okay. Is there anything else that I can, anything you can share with us? Anything that you know out there that audience will benefit from?
Not that I could think of right now. I was, I did contact the people about the hardest hit funds.
Yes.
And they told me the same thing he basically said, so I'll just put my application in online on that date. But I did contact them about that.
Well, great. Well, I'm glad you did. But this is so much money out there, we just don't know about it. And once you get information, just share it with each other, because that's the only way we're going to be able to, because there's so many people that have lost their homes and losing their homes and their funds there. Because it indicates on this particular paper that there is, let me see, the total unpaid, that they will pay, it says at the very bottom, some of the requirements, the total unpaid principal balance, including all mortgages and lines of credit, must be less than equal to $417. That's a lot of money.
Yeah,
that's a whole lot of money.
Yeah.
So there is definitely help out there, and we just need to share. And as whenever I get information, I will definitely come on the air and share it with all of you. So just be mindful of if any information that you have that can help another person, this is a great time to share it on the air.
Okay. I'll definitely let you know if I find something or hear something.
Okay. Let me see. We have about 7 minutes left. Well, that's all of the tips that I have tonight on the FDIC consumer news and also on the services dealing with hardest hit fund energy program and also the ways to work program. If you know someone who's trying to purchase needed to purchase a vehicle, and they are in the low and moderate income, just know that you must be employed at least 9 consecutive months in order to apply for it.
Okay.
And you don't. One of the criteria also is important that you have poor credit or no credit, and they will assist you. And they will, I think they will give you up to trying to help you with a car, and the amount is up to $4,500, and also helping you get lower rate on that particular loan. So if you know anyone that needs a car and fit that description, just let me know. And my number again, 770-981-9118. And this one is something to remind you regarding our Myrtle Beach trip. The third payment is coming due April the 5th. So please send in your payments so we can stay on schedule. And I'm excited about it. And we'll talk more about in detail about the trip, but just want to remind you to send in your payment, the third payment that will be due April 5th. And I would like to always end with an inspirational message from my refreshment and spiritual refreshment. Some of us sometimes are struggling with things that we have started and we can't seem to complete. Some things we are praying about and we want to give up. Well, I want to read some things about determination. As for you, be strong and do not give up, for your work will be rewarded. That's coming from 2 Chronicles 15:7. What is it that's threatened to make you lose your resolve and give up? Maybe it's exhaustion or discouragement. It might be something that just nudging you. You were just constantly trying to decide whether you need to continue to do it. You just want to just give up. Is it worth it? Is anyone going to notice? The Bible promises over and over again that your determination will be rewarded. God sees even if no one else does. He understands the process and the difficulty. He will be waiting at the finish line, and your effort and this life will be worth it. So don't give up. Let us hold fast the confession of hope without wavering, for he who promises is faithful. That's coming from Hebrews 10:23. There's not a lot of faithfulness around these days. A lot of people are giving up because of the things that they're going through. People make promises, but circumstances changes. Life twists and turns, but God is faithful. He promises He promises that He'll be there. He always knows how and when. Sometimes life can mislead you into thinking hope is lost, and hope is not lost. Once you get hope in your heart, then it becomes faith. And when you have faith in yourself and God, then you trust Him. And when you begin to trust God, then you can believe that God will be there for you. So remember these four words this week: hope, faith, trust, and believe. Like Reverend Jesse Jackson would always say, keep hope alive. Just knowing that once you have hope, it will develop into faith. And faith will develop in the trust. And from trust, you will believe. And when you believe, you can go to the next level. You can go through the storm. He will give you the strength that you need to get through that. Don't give up. I know sometimes it might be hard because you're tired of things happening. You might be lonely, or whatever the circumstances is, just don't give up because God is there for you. Be strong in the Lord. And if you are determined to hold on, the fog would eventually clear and your course will become clear. God's counting on you to stay the course and never give up. Just remember that. He doesn't want us to give up. He wants us to continue to believe, to have that hope, faith, trust in Him. And once you have that trust in Him, you'll believe that He will get you through the next day and the next day and the next day, one day at a time. Just know that God loves you, and so do we. I hope that you will have a great Tuesday from 11 to 11:30 p.m. Just remember those words, hope, faith, trust, and believe. Be blessed.
My testimony, everybody, how God favored me in spite of my enemies. And if God did it for me, He'll do the same thing for you. Don't worry about your haters. Your haters can't do nothing with you. Listen to these words.
Love is patient, caring. Love is kind.
Love is felt most
when it's genuine.
I had my share of love abuse,
manipulated,
and its strength
misused.
And I can't help but to give God
glory.
When I think about my story, oh yeah, y'all, I got a story to tell.
And I know
you favored me
because my enemies,
they did try,
but they couldn't triumph
over me.
Yes, they did try,
but it didn't work.
I'm still here. I'm still alive.
I'm still blessed.
On my way to my destiny,
because the favor of God is on my life.
Let me tell you about
love.
Love is patient.
Love is kind.
Love is felt
most
when it's genuine.
I had a whole lot of people in my life
who abused my love.
They manipulated
it
and took
the strength of it
and tried to misuse
it.
But I can't help
but
to give God glory today
when I think
about all I've been through,
that
I still came out on the winning side.
I don't know about
you, but I know
that He favored
me
because my
enemies,
they did try.
Sing it,
y'all.
But they couldn't
triumph over me,
because
greater is He that is in
me
than he that's in the
world.
That's what they did. That's what they did.
They told
a whole lot of lies.
But God favored me.
My character.
My integrity.
My faith
in God.
He
favored me.
But it would not
fall.
Would not bend.
Will not bend.
Won't compromise.
God favored me.
I spoke life
and prosperity.
I even spoke health.
He favored me.
They whispered about me.
They conspired
against me.